This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Hi, you're on Hide and Seek with Avi, and I'm on location at Nude Man Fest in rural, regional, what do you call this, rural or regional?
Northeastern regional Victoria.
There you go, and I'm with Kevin, who owns the magnificent property that Nude Man Fest is held on. Welcome to Hide and Seek.
Thank you very much, Avi.
Pleasure to be here. And thank you for having us at your amazing property.
Thank you.
I will say that I am attending Nude Man Fest, so Kevin and I are doing the interview in the nude. Usually on radio we can lie about these things, but we can have witnesses. What made you start Nude Man Fest?
Well, Nude Man Fest is quite a complex sort of idea, but basically part of it is there's a need for nudity. I think there's a lot of questions in relation to body imaging, relaxation about nudity. There's a lot of hype and a lot of anxiety about actually being nude. And so this is a way for guys to reconnect with themselves and with nature.
Tell me about the first Nude Man Fest. How well organised were you? I mean, how did you start?
Well, the Nude Man Fest started from basically an idea. I live in a very isolated but a very beautiful area. There's no mobile phone reception here. There's no neighbours here. When you look around, there's not a single neighbour to be seen.
Tell us about the property.
Well, the property's been in my family for 100 years. We celebrated last year 100 years of my family living here. So that's a significant milestone in itself. The fact that there are no neighbours here, it's the bushland here is pre-European. It's very significant. And so it's easy to transport yourself back in time to even pre-European here. And certainly there's been farming here for 100 years. I came here about 30 years ago, drove up from Melbourne, and it was amazing, Avi, because I was listening to Fox FM, I think, at the time. That faded out. Everything seemed to fade out, and I was entering a big black unknown question mark about living in the country, going back to the country, all the dynamics of that sort of thing. And the question was, like, you know, you leave Melbourne and all that you've been accustomed to. I was living in Albert down by the beach and spending a lot of time in the water and admiring the scenery that's on the beach there. Nothing like that here on a country river. And so then it was a matter of, how do I make sense of all this? So Nude Man Fest kind of grew out of a basic need to sort of be one with nature here. There's no need to wear clothes here because what am I wearing clothes for? And, like, you know, the old saying about clothes maketh the man, but here at Nude Man Fest, no clothes maketh the man.
Are you everyday nudist as well around the property, given that you have no neighbours and you just wander around?
I am, because the first thing is, like, you know, why wear clothes? And people have all sorts of, I mean, clothes distinguishes, they give certain status levels to our occupations, you know, so someone who picks up the rubbish wears, you know, a blue shirt and shorts or Blundstones, whatever, someone who's a QC or a judge, whatever, wears gowns and things to indicate, police officers wear uniform, all that sort of stuff. And that's all to give social distinction and also to let people know what people's professions are. One of the things that here at Nude Man Fest is that you take your clothes off and all that distinction disappears.
So this, we had the morning announcements this morning, and this is now the largest Nude Man Fest that you've had. How long has it been running?
It's only been running 4 years, and it's interesting, but each time the numbers increase. But I think what that is, there's certainly a conservatism creeping through modern society. I mean, I listen sometimes to some of those incredible songs of the 60s, and we talk about love-ins and you know, wearing flowers and making love, whatever. And you'll think about that. 40 years, I only think, well, where did all that energy go? And, you know, we've got all this sort of, like, sometimes this paranoia about being found naked or being seen naked or whatever. And so, it's just a matter of just reinventing and just, you know, sort of embracing the whole nudity aspect of it.
See, we've had Kevin on Hide and Seek before, and I think we first heard of Nude Man Fest when you were first in the Midsummer program. So how long has your Midsummer event been running?
The Midsummer's been going, I think, 3 years. Mm. And it's quite incredible that Nude Man Fest is the only regional outside Melbourne event for the huge Midsummer program, mm. which I find astounding. And so it's a... yeah, it's a great partnership with Midsummer to sort of to promote that.
Are you working towards a nude float in the a nude section in the gay pride march at the end of Midsummer, do you think?
I think that would be a grand idea, because one of the things being nude is that there's three main focuses of Nude Man Fest. One of them is total nudity, because of the benefits of removing any sort of distinction, mm. but also every one of us too, RV, experiences a certain degree of vulnerability when you strip naked. You know, I mean, people have all sorts of, and you look at the modern advertising, mm. and you look at images that are portrayed as we must look like this, we must look like that. Well, the reality is we don't all look like Greek statues of 5,000 years ago. And so this is to say, hey, that's okay. As people age, some people are involved in car accidents, some people are involved in medical operations. And so if you're looking for body perfect, that's an illusion, really. So people go, oh, well, people have got this and got that or whatever. And that's okay. We're celebrating just being alive and just celebrating our humanity.
I have been impressed. This is my first time at Nude Man Fest, and we have a preconception of who we think are going to attend events like this, particularly if you cast a cynical eye on something like this. The fear is it becomes predatory, which I will upfront say it's absolutely not. And one thing that I've been amazed about is just the range of guys that have arrived. I thought there would be an age demographic, where I thought there would be a racial demographic or everything, and it's not. I mean, there's every race, there's every age, there's every size. Did that surprise you?
In some respects, it is diametrically opposed to the image portrayed, even by the gay community in its advertising, that only super perfect specimens are involved as models in either the porn industry or in selling product for the gay community. So that, and it's always interesting, where people will promote anti-wrinkle cream but use a 12-year-old girl to promote without looking at someone who's in their 50s or whatever, for example. So it has been interesting that this whole embracing of nudist lifestyle and also the ethos of what Nude Man Fest is, because the second part of Nude Man Fest is that everything is okay here as long as it's consensual, because I've been to other nudist resorts, mixed nudist resorts, where all of a sudden there's a whole lot of limitations put on us about what's appropriate behaviour. So, and people might have an erection or they might have this, and it's like, well, that's not to put on show here. Mm. Whereas at Nude Man Fest, everything is okay. We're celebrating male nudity and male sexuality. At the end of the day, people go, oh, I'm a nudist, but I don't believe in the sexual aspect of it. Well, hey, there's a multi-million-dollar industry on voyeurism, whether you're looking at film, whether you're looking at books or whatever. So people like to look at each other. We do. It's a natural thing for us to do, is to look at each other.
But I mean, somebody who's into social nudism and perhaps not the sexual side of it is also welcome here. It's just they say no and they don't partake.
That's right. Yeah. It's sort of like it's giving basically respect to every person, that decisions are made and people respect what those decisions are. So if people want to come here and just enjoy being nude, want to hang out in the hammocks and read books and look at the roses and enjoy the garden
and go for a naked bushwalk,
that's right. Yeah. That's entirely up to them. If they want to involve themselves in other activities and whatever, hey, that's fine too. There's not a drama at all.
We should say that yesterday's naked bushwalk went up Mount Joy, so we're thanking you for naming a mountain after our radio station. Maybe predates us slightly.
Well, Mount Joy is quite extraordinary. I'm not quite sure where that got that name from, but I think it does have a rather sinister past. It was the last known refuge of the native Aboriginals here before they were exterminated, and who wasn't exterminated was rounded up. So Mount Joy is kind of like, yeah, it is. It's as if it's meant to be, you're from Joy, whatever. So that's good.
And it's your mountain.
It is. It's quite bizarre. Like, I kind of think, well, how did I get this? But this is an... I got this from an inheritance, this property. And so I like to share it with as many people as possible. There's lots of different qualities about it, whatever, and I like to share it with as many people as possible.
So what's the future for Nude Man Fest?
Well, I want more and more nude men to come to Nude Man Fest, and I want them to experience. It's a bit of a life challenging sort of thing. There's lots of challenges. You know, you can look at public nudity, or you can look at sexuality within nudity. You can look at ageism, or, you know, images of body perfection or whatever. One of the things, the other part which I haven't talked about yet, is the third aspect of Nude Man Fest is what I call communal fraternal hospitality. And that's where I've been to other places where it's encouraged but not often practiced. But here, people sit down, they cook the barbecue together, they either share food or share fellowship sitting at the table. That to me is a really important aspect of it as well. So that not only are we enjoying our sexuality and our nudity, but we're also in a spirit of fraternal hospitality saying, hey brother, come down. I don't know who you are, I've never met you before. Come and sit at my table, I want to share food with you. And I want to...
It goes back to that tradition of breaking bread as a welcome almost.
Well, that's very true. And it's, you know, part of it is that, you know, to coming in underneath a veranda sort of to this, it's coming into your hospitality, your area. See, at the moment, like, you know, we've inherited this very cafe style dining. You go to any of the major supermarkets and people are sitting in cafe style areas. They might have four or five at a table, but the tables are set up here so that people actually sit together. So there's that aspect to it as well. So I think that's really, really important. And I think modern man, you know, like, it's quite ironic that here there's no mobile phone coverage. And instead of people going, oh my God, like, I can't live here, there's no, I've got to check messages, who's rung me, whatever. Mm. All that outside world pressure dissipates here. Mm. No one's even reached for a mobile phone. I cannot see a mobile phone anywhere in this
vicinity. No one's trying to climb the roof to see if they get signal.
No, that's right. And I guarantee there wouldn't be too many venues now where there's not a mobile phone to be seen.
Mm.
And everyone's just kind of put that aside, and it's it's quite extraordinary.
So we'll plug Nude Man Fest. You're back during midsummer in 2015, and that's the long Nude Man Fest. You go over 2 weekends?
No, we don't go over 2 weekends this time. We did that last year, yeah. But what we're doing this year is we're starting on the Thursday the 22nd and finishing on Monday the 26th.
Which is the long weekend. Day.
That's right. But we're finishing that at about... 12 midday, and there's another reason why we're finishing early. We've got another function happening.
Mm-hmm.
But so that's where we're not only are we celebrating nudity and all the other things that we've talked about, but we're also celebrating our incredible Aussie culture. So that other cultures, yes, there are guys here from other nationalities. Yeah. Everyone's welcome to come and just nude up and just enjoy Nude Man Fest.
So far I've met a Brazilian, an Italian, a Bulgarian... There's an American. There are guys from almost every state. We've got Sydney and Brisbane and Tasmania and Western Australia. I don't know if I've met anybody from Northern Territory, but I have met somebody from Adelaide, so we've got all that covered.
See, one of the amazing things, and it would be common to all those nationalities, is that people come here and they've had a life-changing experience. They've gone, this is nothing like what I expected. I didn't know what to expect. I was full of fear about coming here. Was it going to be... all the cliched sort of like fears, you know, was it going to be just older guys? Was it going to be, you know...
big muscle dudes and I'm going to be, you know, just big dick guys? And
that's right. Yeah, all those things. So all those things that were fears just disappear.
Mm.
And so that's, I think, a really important part of Nude Man Fest is just this, wow, we've had an amazing experience here. Nude Man Fest creates the experience.
So if you want to find out more, where can they go? What website? You do have a website. It's beautiful.
We do have a website. It's www.nudemanfest.com.au. And there is a Facebook link as well.
And if you want to find out more about the Midsummer event, you can also go to midsummer.org.au. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us on Hide and Seek.
Thank you very much, Arvi. And, mate, stay nude.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.